News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, really good feature right there from WEAR, our TV partner pertaining to Toys for Tots. Pretty nice one right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, if you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Coming up later this hour, we have This Week in Science. We have Weekend Movie Preview. Got another jobs update for you. Today's Sign of the Apocalypse. And so many more things. I did see this just in the break. Just kind of, it was actually a really good breakdown of the Brittany Griner situation. It says, for months, U.S. officials said that Russia simply wouldn't engage in negotiations. The U.S. offered to trade convicted arms merchant Victor Bout 12 years into a 25-year sentence for Griner and a former Marine, Paul Whelan, who had been in Russian custody on espionage charges for 4 years. But Russia never showed a willingness to trade Whelan. Several administration officials said on condition of anonymity. In the past couple of weeks, though, Russia finally offered a proposal, saying a one-for-one trade of Griner for Bout. They were convinced that it was either get Griner or neither, and Whelan would have to remain in Russia at least for the time being. President Biden went ahead and approved the deal last week. The plan was for Griner to land in San Antonio, stay at Brooke Army Medical Center for observation. She might need medical and nutritional treatment, and there will be great attention paid for her mental health. After that, she'll be moved to a private secure location, and when she's ready, she'll receive advice from the government and from advocacy groups about the healthiest way to resume her life, but the decisions will be hers. Griner made one decision while in Russia that came as a surprise to the viewers who saw the video of her on Thursday. One of her lawyers stated that she cut her hair 2 Sundays ago in order to make life a little easier during the Russian winter. She said it's very cold in there. And every time she washed her hair, she got cold and would get a chill. It was clear she was preparing herself for the long haul. Did not realize that she was going to get released this quickly. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Thought that was pretty good layout. Kind of went down. Top three stories. New York City recommending everyone wear a mask indoors, regardless of vaccination status. Senator Kristen Sinema has left the Democrat Party and will become an independent. And the World Trade Organization says that Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum broke rules. And the United States has already come out and said, no, it didn't. But there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 checking in clear. Really no slowdowns to report. We're looking good on Highway 90 in Milton and Pace, as well as throughout Pensacola, and 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. There's a... So, you know, there's a couple Hawaiis in... Or a couple Hawaii... couple volcanoes in Hawaii that are erupting, and apparently the natives are getting a little upset at tourists who are flocking to the island to watch the lava flows. Not because, you know, I mean, they already have problems with tourists, right? But the reason why they're more bothered is because apparently the tourists are throwing marshmallows at the lava. That's so weird. I would not think. I don't know if they're doing it for social media to just to see, you know, what the marshmallow looks like when it lands on lava, it catches fire and it turns into a black. I don't know why, but some of the leaders on the island are concerned that if they're getting too close to the lava in order to throw the marshmallow, they might get hurt or need to be rescued. But also they feel like the volcanoes are sacred and it's disrespectful to throw marshmallows at the lava. So there's that going on. That's very bizarre. By the way, if you get too close to the lava, they can fine you $500 and throw you in jail for 30 days if you happen to be one of those traveling. Do you like Big Macs? You know, the Big Mac hamburger from McDonald's. I got a bit every now and then, just in the mood for a Big Mac. And so it's not my favorite of hamburgers, but it's just unique. And so sometimes you just want that unique mix of flavors. Well, McDonald's released its most popular, it released a bunch of statistics for 2022 and found that its most popular menu items were fries, followed by cheeseburgers, and then McChickens. But then part of their statistics showed that over 5,000 Americans this year alone ordered at least 100 times the Big Mac. Oh, yeah, they didn't go to McDonald's 100 times just by itself and just order something different every time. At least 5,000, over 5,000 Americans ordered a Big Mac at least 100 times in the first 9 months of 2022. That same number ordered over 100 times McNuggets, like a different group of 5,000, but still, oh my goodness gracious. That's about 3 Big Macs a week. And by the way, they were only able to track this by the people who used their app to order their food. So it very well could be many more people that ordered a Big Mac at least 100 times in 9 months. The 3 Big Macs a week. They're not that good. Could I eat a hamburger 3 times a week? I don't even know if I could eat a hamburger 3 times a week. I could do it like this week. I'm like, yeah, I'll have a hamburger today and, you know, one on Sunday and maybe one on Tuesday, like making sporadic, and there'd be different types of hamburgers. It couldn't be the same exact hamburger either. It'd have to be 3 different ones. And I might be able to do it for like a couple of weeks in a row. But then after that, I'm like, I'm done. I'm not eating a hamburger the rest of the year. Like, it'd just be too much, much less 3 Big Macs a week all year long. Maybe they just love Big Macs. I don't know. That's wild. I honestly don't know of a food that I could eat 3 times a week, like every single day for 9 months. Three times a week for 9 months. Not even cereal. Like, even with cereal, I got to change my cereal up. Peanut butter and jelly? Nah, I got to change it up. It's got to be peanut butter and honey. And then after a while, I just got to stop with the peanut butter, and I got to go to something else. I can't think of a food. Not even pizza. Like, I like margarita pizza, but I'm not eating that 3 times a week for 9 months straight. Gracie?
I had a season where I was going to Chick-fil-A, like, way too often.
Okay.
And it was when the worker said, hey, it's good to see you again. Because he gave me the same order yesterday when I was like, I got to stop coming here.
Yep.
So other than that, and that was like a 2-week period where I was just getting it like a lot. But yeah. 100 Big Macs,
that
seems
a lot.
Insane. Seems
the only thing
insane.
I could think, now see, drinks is different. Like, people ordering coffee, they're going to get coffee more than 3 times a week in the same coffee. Monsters, you know, energy drinks, sodas. Drinks are different, but when it comes to food, I just can't imagine of a food that I would eat 3 times, like the same thing. Because even at Chick-fil-A, I'm going to have to change it up. I'm going to have to get the nuggets.
Yeah, I would say
then I
have
to get
the
grilled sandwich.
I was doing like breakfast, lunch. So like, yeah. It was changing it up a little bit, but still
bad. Still not though. They recognized you. They're like, here's Gracie, our regular.
I know. So, I was like, yeah. Oh gosh.
That's pretty intense though, yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're talking about the tourists throwing marshmallows into the lava and the volcanoes, and they're getting upset about it. The locals are. Bobby, why don't they just make s'mores? That's what I was thinking. Maybe they're just trying to make s'mores, but that's not going to work because I don't know how you're going to get the marshmallow out. You know, you can't even get that close to some of those lava flows. They're too hot. So I don't know.
Also, how stupid would it be if, like, you did get hurt or burned or, like, died? Yeah. It's like, it's because he was trying to throw marshmallows inside the volcano. And it's like, yeah. Come on.
How'd you get hurt? Man, that's a severe burn. What happened? Yeah, I threw marshmallows into a volcano. All right, coming up here next, top trending news. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, the clemency order that allowed the process of getting Brittany Griner back to the U.S. is now out. The document on the Justice Department website revealed President Biden signed a clemency order for Russian arms dealer Viktor Bout on December 2nd. However, his commutation wasn't finalized until Griner was seen by U.S. officials in Abu Dhabi. More than $250 million worth of weapons and equipment are going to Ukraine. The total package is worth $275 million. Also 150 generators and some ambulances are going over as well. A Texas state representative is pushing to ban children from using social media. Republican Jared Patterson filing a bill that would require social media users to be at least 18 years old to create an account. First semifinal is set for the World Cup, Argentina and Croatia, after both countries moved on via penalty kicks. Got two more matchups tomorrow. We've got Portugal and Morocco, and the big one, France and England. And finally, a journalist who identifies as a royal expert says that Prince Harry won't be getting a warm welcome. In fact, he could be shunned from ever being welcomed back into England. A journalist, Tom Bauer, telling Page Six, obviously due to the fallout from the first few episodes of the Netflix documentary Prince Harry, as well as Meghan Markle. Gracie, have you gotten a chance to check those out yet? We eagerly await your synopsis.
I did watch the first episode today. It's not great. Meghan Markle's kind of annoying if you would have to guess, but
shocking.
Yeah.
That's not shocking.
I know. Yeah. But it is pretty good, but it's like, this is all information we already knew, and it's like, I don't know. This is not new stuff. Like, yeah, we know they have to curtsy in front of the queen. Like, that it's just stuff that they do.
Okay.
But she's complaining about it or something.
Yeah, like, they're all, like, upset because she's, like, mocking. They're like, I didn't know you were supposed to do that. And it's like, hello? Gotcha. She's a queen, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's okay. Y'all would probably not like it if I
would probably hate it, it sounds like. Yeah.
Had a hard time getting through the first episode.
All right. Well, you got the weekend to watch the next few episodes, and we'll check back on Monday.
That's right. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
This traffic update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. And 90 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next, jobs update for you on News Radio 92.3. Stick around for this. It's not very good, but I'll tell you why. That's cool right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Jobs report jumped up quite a bit this past week, both statewide and national. We were finally at pre-Hurricane Ian new filings for unemployment last week. It's jumped up another 2,000 this week, and our continued unemployment claims jumped up 8,400. But places like California, it jumped up 91,000. Overall, in the United States, we had our continued unemployment claims jump up 300,000. That's a lot of people who were not able to go get a job and stayed on the unemployment rolls. That's a pretty big increase. We're going to need to watch that in the coming weeks. Hey, if you're in the military and you need to sell your house, you should call my friend Christina Leavenworth. Christina is a military specialist. She knows the ins and outs of being in the military and what it takes to sell your house for the most money. She also understands the amount of stress involved. Christina and her team go above and beyond to make this process as easy as possible. Christina even offers free deep cleaning service for all of her military clients. She's helped hundreds of military families buy and sell their homes, and Christina is someone that values the truth. She's someone you can trust, and she knows what you're going through. If you're PCSing or know someone that is, call Christina and get insider tips like transferring that 3% mortgage, tips that you can only get from deep experience in the field. So call her at 850-723-9158. Once again, if you're in the military and making a move, call my friend Christina Leavenworth at Rinky Realty today at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, we've got your sports hit.
Blue.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. We have today's Sign of the Apocalypse coming up. We have a weekend movie preview coming up in about 10 minutes. But first, let me get started with the top three stories for you in the news. New York City, following the CDC's recommendation, now recommending to their citizens everyone should wear a mask indoors, regardless of vaccination status. That's right, mask wearing is back in the news. This comes about after the CDC recommended that LA and New York and other large cities should have mask wearing. Even though, you know, in the past, remember the reason why they didn't recommend masks in the first place? Do you remember why it took so long? Eventually, they recommended it. They didn't recommend it because, really, there's two reasons. But one, I want to point out is that they said that it will not prevent the transmission of the virus nearly as good as social distancing. So they didn't want to recommend mask wearing for fear that people would stop social distancing. But what do we see happen? People stop social distancing. So it surprises me to see that the CDC and government officials now are all about the masks instead of social distancing. Now, the other thing, though, the other reason they did not initially recommend mask wearing is because they didn't have enough masks for emergency workers. And so they didn't want people to go hoard and go get a bunch of masks. And they didn't have enough for emergency workers, for emergency personnel. So they had to wait for us to stockpile them. Then they went, hey, you know what? It's probably good if you wear a mask. Anyway, continuing on here, Senator Kristen Sinema has left the Democrat Party. She says she will not caucus with the Republicans, though. She's going to be an independent and will probably still caucus with the Democrats. World Trade Organization says that Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum broke rules, which has been applauded by China and other countries. But the United States says, no, we didn't. Or no, that his tariffs did not break any rules. So we'll see what happens with that whole ordeal. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Let's see here. Let's do start off with the World Cup. So earlier today, Croatia upset Brazil. Ended up being a draw, went into penalty kicks, and Croatia won the penalty kicks 4-2. Then later, Argentina and the Netherlands ended up in a draw at 2-2. And it went to penalty kicks, and Argentina ended up winning 4-3 with the penalty kicks. Then, Argentina will play Croatia on Tuesday. The other semifinal will be left up to tomorrow's matches. Morocco plays Portugal in the morning, and then England plays France. And so the winners of those will play each other. The NBA is underway right now. New York Knicks are beating the Charlotte Hornets 31-29. The Washington Wizards are leading the Indianapolis Pacers by 3 points. Orlando Magic leading the Toronto Raptors by 9. And other games just tipped off. We should get the tip off any moment now between the Lakers and the 76ers on ESPN. And then the late game on ESPN will be the Bucks against the Dallas Mavericks. NCAA men's football. We got a couple of quarterfinal games for the football championship series, the FCS. Samford is playing North Dakota State right now. Still scoreless in the second quarter. That game's on ESPN2. When that game's over, William and Mary will end up playing Montana State on ESPN2. And then there is one other game that's in the FCS quarterfinals that's not going to be, it's just going to be on ESPN+, and that's Incarnate Word against Sacramento State. Speaking of, let me continue on here. NHL hockey, scoreless between Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Columbus Blue Jackets are leading Calgary 1-0. A tie game between the Islanders and New Jersey Red Devils. They're tied at 1-1. Seattle Kraken are beating Washington Capitals 1-0. And those are all at the end of the first period, and they're all on ESPN+. Now, just a reminder, coming up tomorrow, UWF is in the semifinal against Ferris State. So if they could win this, they will get to the championship game for the third time in 6 years. That's pretty darn amazing for such a brand new football team. Good luck to them tomorrow. Good luck tonight to Northview. Northview High School is playing Hawthorne in the state championship game. So good luck to them. And then tomorrow as well, the Army-Navy game is on. So just a reminder about that, that you want to tune into that. In sports news, Odell Beckham Jr. says that he doesn't see the point in playing in the regular season. This comes about after it appears multiple teams pretty much dropped interest in picking him up right now. The Ravens expect to start Huntley against the Steelers as Lamar Jackson is still recovering. And the Giants running back Saquon Barkley is questionable against the Eagles. It's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Then we'll come back with your CBS Sports Minute next.
No slowdowns to report. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. 29 throughout Pensacola, through Cantonment, Molino, and up to Century. Nothing to slow you down. As well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else on the roads causing delays, just give me a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. So right after our CBS Sports Minute, we're going to have today's Sign of the Apocalypse. Plus, we have weekend movie preview coming up as well right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. No one is making a movie about a 3-9 football team that wins a Week 14 game. But Baker Mayfield's first game as a Ram sure felt like a Hollywood script. Or maybe it was too unbelievable for a script. 2 days with the team, no time to learn the playbook, and Mayfield led a dramatic last-second win for the Rams. Think of casting Jake Gyllenhaal as Baker. All right, maybe it's more of a TV movie. Either way, it'll be interesting to see what Baker does for a sequel the rest of the season. I'm Andrew Perloff.
When cold symptoms keep you up, try Vicks NyQuil Severe for max strength nighttime relief. Just one dose of Vicks NyQuil Severe starts to relieve 9 of your worst cold and flu symptoms to help take you from 9 to none. Get some rest and feel better with Vicks NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, sore throat, stuffy nose, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. Use as directed.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. At omahasteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout for $30 off your order. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship, so shop early and beat the rush. Visit omahasteaks.com, use code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off. Minimum order may be required.
All right, there you go. That's your CBS Sports Minute. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Just a clarification here. I'm used to high school football being on Friday nights, but no. Northview Chiefs are playing their state championship tomorrow in Tallahassee. The game will be at 7 o'clock Eastern time. So good luck to Northview Chiefs tomorrow. Good luck to UWF Argos tomorrow as well. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's Sign of the Apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. There's apparently public libraries have, I saw this earlier in the week, public libraries have been rejecting Kirk Cameron, the actor. He has a new kids book, and it's a faith-based kids book. And he's been trying to, you know, do a book tour where he could read during their story hour and, read his book during story hour. And apparently he's been turned down by 50 public libraries that requested him to read his faith-based book during their story hour. However, many of those same libraries allowed the LGBTQ-inspired events like drag queen story hours. One library actually told Kirk Cameron's publisher that their messaging does not align. So, oh my goodness. Brave Books, they're the ones that are the publisher. They said they are being rejected across the country because we have allowed anti-Christian, anti-American hatred to foster in our culture for far too long and has infected every major institution in our country, even libraries, for goodness sake. That's pretty bizarre. Kirk Cameron, not allowed to read his book called As You Grow, but yet they can have drag queen hour. Okay, that's your sign of the apocalypse for you. It's so bizarre. It's Pensacola. Good point. Hey, Bobby, well, why don't they have the drag queens read that book since Kirk can't? I just don't think they want the book read. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Weekend movie preview. Stick around. Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, Russia warning folks to not mistake the prisoner exchange involving Brittany Griner for an improvement in relations with the U.S. The Kremlin says relations between the two countries are still in a sorry state, and the exchange was the only reason the two nations were talking. Federal judge refusing a request to hold former President Trump's legal team in contempt. The request stems from failure to comply with a May subpoena to turn over remaining classified documents Trump still had. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema says angry rhetoric on both sides is one of the reasons she ditched the Democratic Party to become an independent. And finally, the newest exhibit at the Smithsonian's Museum of American History is open, dedicated to film, television, theater, and music. It's got around 225 artifacts, including Prince's Yellow Cloud guitar, Muhammad Ali's boxing robe, one of Mr. Rogers' sweaters, and the famous ruby slippers.
All right. Yeah, there you go. It's amazing how that stuff gets tucked away and eventually
you
pops
have a,
up somewhere.
A movie relic or something in pop culture that if you had the chance to have in your possession that you would like?
No, there isn't anything. I mean, there's some things I hear about. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. But like, I wouldn't want it. Like, what am I going to do with it? So I don't know. What about yourself? Anything, any relic from pop culture movies?
I can't think. I think one of my favorite movies would be The Great Escape with Steve McQueen. Like the motorcycle that he was riding on.
Okay, yeah,
that'd
but I would
cool.
end up riding that.
Yeah,
it wouldn't just be over there in a corner.
Right.
That would be a good one. Something like that. The Mustang from Bullet, something like that. All right. How about the DeLorean from Back to the Future?
It's not one of my favorites, but yeah, I mean, I definitely see the appeal for that.
Drive around it. Or the Lamborghini Countach from Miami Vice, the old TV show version. Yeah, I would do that one. I've actually sat in that car, that Lamborghini, years ago. All right, Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Roads are looking good this Friday night. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. No accidents to report on 29 or 90. And we are checking in clear on Davis Highway, 9 Mile Road, University Parkway, East Olive Road, Crean, and Langley. See something else slowing you down? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here in... just a few minutes, we'll have our This Week in Science, but right now it's Friday, so we'd like to talk movies on Friday, so here we go.
Now, it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview here. We've got Emancipation, which actually came out in theaters last week, but this week it's on Apple TV Plus now. This is the new movie starring Will Smith, based on the true story of a guy who escaped from slavery in Louisiana, and ended up being getting famous and really helped bring awareness to the travesty of slavery and the brutality of slavery when his photo was captured and published of all the scarring on his back, the deep scarring. So this is a new movie with Will Smith. It's one of those we mentioned last week. It's like, I'll probably watch it eventually, but I've got to be in the right mind because I know I'm going to bawl like a baby watching it. Like, I gotta be in the right mind because it's already gonna be tough enough to watch, and it'd be one loud, like I'll watch once and then I'm probably never watch it ever again. So
yeah, it seems like it's one of those movies that even the next day you're like, oh my gosh, I'm still like thinking about that scene or like what they said here, and you're just like, I don't know, all kinds of things.
I remember I watched 12 Years a Slave in the theater and was like, why did I watch this in the theater? It was like that. It was like a week later, even I'm like, oh my gosh, It was just it's just so heavy. Another movie in the theaters called The Whale. It's starring Brendan Fraser. He's back in the on the big screen. He's been getting standing ovations at all the screenings of it. He plays a 600-pound teacher who tries to reconnect with his estranged daughter after he's diagnosed with very little time to live. That's right. He's got a big fat suit on and all kinds of other stuff. And then another one that's in theaters and it's on Netflix is called Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. It's a stop motion version of Pinocchio. So yeah, there you go. So you can check that out as well. Now on, on DVD or digital download, you have the, a DVD or digital download. You've got Amsterdam that's out now and Clerks 3. Now, Amsterdam is also on HBO Max. Amazon Prime has a new movie called Something from Tiffany's, a gift mix-up that causes the path of two couples to cross, sparking a fateful chain reaction that changes the lives of all involved forever. And then on Disney Plus, you got a couple new things. One of them is that Idina Menzel has a special called Which Way to the Stage, and the very first episode of a new TV series on Disney Plus called Night at the Museum. That's right. It's a Night at the Museum TV a series based on the movie. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Miami Vice had Ferrari cars, a Ferrari Testarossa, and a Spider for shame. They had a white Lamborghini Countach too, though. That was in the movie. That was in the TV show. It wasn't like the primary thing because, yeah, they had the Ferrari Testarossa, but they had a white Lamborghini Countach. And I remember sitting in it when I was younger. They actually had there's like a burn mark where they had a camera or something that was in the show when they were trying to film it, and it damaged the center console of the of it. So anyway, let's see here. This weekend, let me go ahead and hit this. There's not going to be a Wonder Woman 3. They've decided to cancel the production for Wonder Woman 3. And finally, there's a secret code. If you're interested in true crime shows on Netflix, there's a secret code. You can get all of the true crime content. Just go to the search page and type in 9875. So skip the 6. 9875, and it will show all of the true crime stuff that's on Netflix. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. One of the neat things that happened this week in science is a new chatbot called ChatGPT is so good, experts think it could make Google obsolete in a few years. All we have to do is chat.